USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Saturday night ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Joining the former president at the rally is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who announces his endorsement of Trump.
New Hampshire is for Trump. South Carolina is too. We'll see you at the finish line.
Governor McMaster succeeded former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley in South Carolina's governor's mansion. In response to his endorsement, Haley responded by saying, "I'm sorry, is that the person I ran against for governor and beat?" Forecasters say a break from old man winter for much of the nation is coming sooner rather than later. The Climate Prediction Center saying temperatures from January 28th through February 3rd should be much above average for the majority of the country. This as many wind chill alerts remain in effect for much of the country through the weekend. Mars helicopter Ingenuity is back online after a long weekend for NASA. On Thursday, the drone-like machine was sent on a quick pop-up vertical flight to test its systems. Communicating through Perseverance rover Ingenuity, it relayed that it reached its max height of 40 feet before it stopped on the way back down. After 3 days of radio silence, NASA successfully reconnected with Ingenuity by having Perseverance perform long-duration listening systems. There's still no update as to why the helicopter went out, but folks are happy it's back online. The Biden administration is canceling nearly $5 billion in student debt for over 74 million Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC Championship game for a third straight season after coming from behind to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21. Trailing by 4 points in the final minutes, Christian McCaffrey scored his second touchdown of the game, giving the Niners a late lead. Also on Saturday, the Baltimore Ravens punched their ticket to the AFC Championship game by beating the Houston Texans 34-10. The golf world is mourning the loss of a major champion. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
Jack Burke Jr., the oldest living Masters champion, has died. Burke was not only a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, but he was a two-time major champion who also won the PGA Championship in 1956, the same year he won the Masters. His Masters victory is considered one of the greatest comebacks in golf history, where he beat Ken Venturi by a single stroke after being down 8 strokes in the final round.
A man is in custody for allegedly trying to break into Taylor Swift's Manhattan apartment. It happened Saturday afternoon, and the New York Post says the man was handcuffed and was not identified. Swift's neighbors told the Post the man showed up sometime before Christmas and has been lurking around her apartment for weeks. He allegedly told one neighbor, "I want to see Taylor." For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.